Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 247, part 2, the conclusion to Your Testimony. Today is Sunday, June 10th, 2012.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Oh.
Man, you got such a testimony. Wayne, even your hard knocks. Well, when you go to a psychiatrist, they charge you $45 for a half hour to talk about your hard knocks. Why not just give them away for free? It won't cost you anything. Right? Why give them all the money? Bring it in here to the church. Do you understand what I'm talking about? A guy came in and he says, oh, I am so perverted and I'm so filthy and I don't know. Oh, I just couldn't give my testimony. I said, well, give your testimony about being filthy and perverted. Get it off your chest. I said, do you think you're the only one that's filthy and perverted? No, get it out there in the light. You know, the devil can't stand that when you get something out in the light. You put it right out here. I have these thoughts. They are so perverted and they are so nasty and they are so, It doesn't matter what age you are. You could be 90 years old and be pondering in your mind the Sheik of Araby coming down the desert on a white horse and swooping you into his arms. It doesn't matter. See, people just don't want to talk. They want to kind of hide from each other, see? Oh, here comes so-and-so. It's going to be so awkward being with him. Golly, it's going to be so awkward. Now, what are we going to talk about? Oh, well, I'll tell you what you're going to talk about. My testimony. Doesn't that cure? Hey, that'll cure a conversation in there. It'll probably clear a room, too, but I mean, at least you'll find out where folks are at, won't you? Why are we so afraid to talk? Why do we shy away? Here's a person that's coming in, and his body looks like it's disintegrating. He's got AIDS. Do we get real quiet? Oh, God. Stay away from that guy. I don't want to hear nothing about him. Ooh, Come on, let's get out of here. Well, maybe he could tell you something. Maybe the illiterate person, the one that can't read, can't write, can barely talk, could tell you something if you'd listen to their testimony. Maybe a little one down here on the north side, and there's a lot of poor people. Little one that's, oh, maybe that's hard at home, and the mother, there's no man in the house, and the mother's got 6 or 7 kids, and it's a hard life for them. Really hard. A lot of times we think, oh, to be a child again. Well, maybe you didn't have it like some of these little ones do. Do you realize some of those little kids that are 5 and 6 years old have a testimony and no one wants to listen to them? We're too busy. Where are you going? Oh, this spring we're flying off to Greece. And we're going to, you know, tour the Mediterranean. And hear a whole bunch of shallow testimony, lies, because people don't really tell the truth when they're aboard a ship. The Love Boat, who tells the truth there? Do you realize how many testimonies there are down here? How many interesting people there are if you just take the time to sit down and talk with them? But we're afraid to get into conversations because we might have to give our testimony, a little bit about our life. Well, go ahead. You can do a thing on me. This is your life. I don't care. Because I'm going to give my testimony right over the air. That's one way of breaking the news, ain't it? That's one way of being bold, isn't it? Maybe that'll set some other people free. Maybe it'll set some people free out there so they won't feel like freaks. Right? Don't you feel like a freak right after you get a divorce? I mean, you feel unwanted and you feel lousy and you feel like disconnected. Huh? Like what now? Well, give your testimony. Feeling lousy, I'm feeling disconnected, and I can't get it together, and so on. Like, try being married for 30 years. Well, you got some testimonies off that 30 years, don't you? God's getting quiet in here. I'm not going to ask you for your testimony. Give it when you feel like it. Okay, Jack, you can give yours. 5 minutes, you're going to get. You see, though, it is. It's really the truth, isn't it? We're afraid to go back into the walls of the city and tell them that, hey, they have fled. The enemy has departed. See, a lot of times we think the enemy is still there and God has caused the enemy to flee. And we're standing there and we're all bound up. And there's no enemy out there. It's gone. Do you know who the enemy is? Yourself. Have a good testimony about yourself. I mean, if no one else will encourage you, encourage yourself. I love you. Huh? Huh? Sometimes you have to encourage yourself if you don't get encouragement at home. I mean, when you open up the door and the mate doesn't say, oh, darling, dear, sweet, honey, baby, sweetie pie, oh, I'm so glad to see you. Where have you been? Well, there's a lot of people laughing on the radio, I bet. That doesn't happen too often, does it? Well, maybe it's one-sided. I don't know. But don't sit there defeated, see? Go on out and give your testimony. Go on out, and if you go on outside of the walls of your own little city, of your own, don't recluse yourself. Don't stay bound up. See, what keeps you bound up is you don't give your testimony. I'm getting unbound tonight. I don't want more boundaries. I don't want to be, in a boundary, in a group. I want to be free. How do you get free? Give your testimony. They do it in songs all the time, don't they? Since my baby left me. don't they? Oh, I'm so blue. I'm so down since my baby left me, something like that. Oh, God, they got a million songs. And the Westerns, that's all they talk about. They must make up them songs while they're sitting in the bathtub. I don't know, some of them lyrics and them things. Oh, God. Huh? They're giving their testimony in song. Don't take your love to town. Who is that? Minnie, don't take your love to town? Or what's her name? Ruby, don't take your love to town. Good riddance, take your love to town. Get out! Right? Why didn't he want her to take her love to town? It would embarrass him. Why not give a truthful testimony? The enemy has departed. And get on with the work at hand. I'm excited because right now I'm entering a brand new testimony, another part of my life. Bible says, forgetting those things that are past and pressing forward towards the high mark, the calling in Christ. Forgetting those things. Why don't you just forget it, folks? Why carry on and remember back 30, 40, 50 years? How about a testimony about I'm free now? I went out and I looked out there in the camp and it is empty. All you can see is shoes where people jumped. The enemy jumped right out of their shoes. They jumped right out of their clothes and their tennis shoes are smoking, making it across the desert floor. Are you guys getting free? God, I'm getting free tonight. I wanted to do this for a long time. Thanks. You know what? I'm getting this off. It doesn't cost me a cent. It would cost me $45 to have some psych do this, and usually they're nuts anyway. Huh? Now, God's going to ask us in that final day, what did you do with your talent? Did you hide it? Did you hide that one talent, Paul? Did you hide that five talents, Paul, or that 10 talents, or whatever talents? Is there any increase in your life? Or did you stay inside the gates of the city and didn't venture out because you were a leper? How did you spend your time, Christian? Building up or tearing down? Gathering in or scattering? Adding, multiplying, or dividing? Did you have good talk or were you a flapjaw gossip? Did you support my work? Did you become involved or did you complain? Were you fun to live with? Think about that one. Are you fun to live with? Did you ever witness? These are questions. Were you critical of my preachers? Did you come against the work that I had for them to perform? Guy came running up the other day and he says, how about this? How about this? How about, down there? Oh, just think, oh my. And the Lord said he was going to kill this pastor if he didn't do this and that, Oral Roberts and so on like that. Well, I said, I think it's time for you to send in some money. That's what I think. Did you witness in your own house? Did you give your testimony? And so for the lepers to hide this blessed discovery would have been very wrong. And for you, when Jesus speaks to you in your situation. Don't go by what you think other people might think. You don't know what they think. Most times they don't think at all, right? They could care less. Did you ever get that thought? Boy, they'll be sorry when I'm dead. Yes, they will if I died and all that. And they just, you know what they do? They got the same jargon for everybody. They walk by the casket and they say, doesn't he or she look natural? I don't want somebody to say that about me. Look how natural they look. Then they say, where are you going to go eat when we get out of here? Don't we all have them thoughts? Boy, they'll be sorry when I'm gone and I'm dead. No, life goes on. How many have had those thoughts? Boy, they'll be sorry. Usually when you're a little kid, you have them too. You ever have those when you're a little kid? God, am I the only one in here that had those? Put your hands up. Somebody, please, anybody. Thanks. No, once we have tasted of the fruit of deliverance, I believe this. I believe we should make an open show of the devil. Well, the devil can keep you bound up for the rest of your life. Did you know that? Well, how will I ever answer these folks? I hear someone saying on the radio, say, oh, it just didn't work out. You don't have to draw pictures. You don't have to go into case histories. Blow for blow. Pan for pan. It just didn't work out. And after that, it's nobody's business, isn't that right? Go on with your life. Well, you don't know if you like this or not, huh? Too bad. Lock all the doors and windows. Nobody's getting out of here. I don't care. God, it's time somebody preached the truth. And the truth will set your pastor free. He's a sinner saved by grace. Guy called me the other day. I had a message on eternal salvation. He says, I don't agree with that. I don't think you can be saved forever. I says, well, okay then. It's up to you. Do you believe in a half a rapture? You're going to get caught right in the middle up there somewhere in the Iona zone or something, or stratosphere or whatever. What do you believe in? God is not a half a God. He's a whole God. Gives you the whole truth that sets you wholly free. No, it's a simple message. It said, he that believes with his heart, confesses with his mouth, is saved. Don't be ashamed of that. You listening out there on the radio, and I've been ministering on radio now for, oh, I don't know. What, 10 years, 11 years, Mick, something like that? It's a big shock. I'm a shock to people, I think. No, I think my testimony is due in this old world. I mean, if I'm a soldier of the cross, then I have to show my colors, don't I? Do I put them down by my side because I had a few hard knocks in my life? And everybody else is, hooray for the Lord! I can put the colors up real high because I'm a real good guy. I am not into sin. Well, the Bible says, if any man say he be without sin, there he is a liar and there's no truth in him. No, just put you out there that have been through hard times, divorce and whatever. I'm just talking about that tonight, okay? Put your flag up there. God's the one that did it. You didn't do it anyway. Don't be ashamed. You're ashamed of God? God set me free. I'm going to wave my flag up there with the rest of you. Huh? Sometimes even with kids. We're prejudiced even with kids, aren't we? Oh, look at that kid. He's too ugly to put his flag up as high as my little darling. No, I'm going to show my colors. You already have. Oh, shut up. the banner over me is love. I don't know what the banner over some of these folks is. Isn't the banner over you love? No, I need all the love I can get. You can hug and kiss me all you want to, folks. It won't bother me a bit. God knows I've had enough slaps since this happened to me. Reprimands, phone calls, letters. Oh, man. If I was to go by what all I heard, I would be laying down there and he'd say, boy, doesn't he look natural? Well, what do you want me to do? What do people expect other people to do? Here's a guy who calls, he's been in prison. I mean, he was in church, he was pastoring, and he embezzled some funds and he went to jail. Should we hang a sign on him, a leper? Well, maybe God will use him. No, God will never use him again. He went to jail. You know what the difference in between him and you is? You didn't get caught. You didn't get caught. How many in here have stolen in their lives? God knows I have. Never ever, did you ever steal a quarter out of your mother's purse? Nickel? Did you ever steal a cookie out of the cookie jar when you weren't supposed to? I mean, everybody stole in their life. Well, you wanted to steal. You're guilty as charged, Paul. Don't try to lessen your guiltiness. You are guilty. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if it was chocolate chip. It doesn't matter, Paul. No, I'm going to give out my testimony so I feel better and so that I look better, so that I sleep better, so that I act better, so that I sound better. Or are you waiting for a trumpet blast? But I'm going to make that declaration every day. Every opportunity to bankers and lawyers and presidents and governors and congressmen and judges and truck drivers and waitresses and families. No excuses. And I've been mixing with quite a few. Well, one in the morning I might have on a suit. At night I might have a toilet brush sticking out of my back pocket. Have you been saved? Have you been healed? Have you been blessed? Why not share it? So many people are afraid to share their testimony. Guy told me, he says, well, you know what? I mean, I had, since this operation, sometimes people have an operation, they spend the rest of their life showing everybody their operation. Yes, I was cut all the way down from here all the way down. And they pull up their shirt. And then the kids come over to their house and say, well, how you feeling? You sure look good. Oh, looks are deceiving. I feel terrible. Oh, nobody knows. This is the thanks I get for raising my family. Oh, God, I tell you, this life is, huh? Maybe you're boring to be with. Maybe people are tired of looking at your scar. How about going out and getting a brand new testimony? Huh? How about going out? How about stop reclusing and go on out and get a new testimony? Old people, if you're listening to me on the radio, don't be standing there looking out of some windows waiting for the kids to come. Go on out and adopt a family someplace. And then, you know, it's a funny thing. You go on out and get a lot of other kids, and then your regular kids come to you, the regulars. Huh? Because you're exciting and you got a brand new testimony. My dad died at 87, and he always had a fresh testimony because he always went out. They lived in California, and my parents are both dead now, but they always had a fresh testimony because they were dealing with life all the time. They weren't living in the past. Of course, my mother would laugh about things that happened 50 years ago. What are you laughing about? No, I'm laughing about and then she'd catch her breath and go, and then she'd go back into it again, see? And so she would kind of laugh at things in the past, but she never cried about things in the past. Get a brand new testimony. How do you do that? You go on out and you forget what's past and you start living your life so that you have something to talk about, because people don't want to look at you anymore with that old testimony. See, even the testimony can be on your face. Did you know you carry your testimony on your face? We're ugly. Some of our testimonies make us uglier than sin itself. And it's hard on business. When you have a bad testimony, that's like if you're selling and you walk out and your face has the best bad testimony on it. You're not going to sell nothing, right? Oh, here's the house here. Look around. Bathroom's over there. I'll be out front sitting in my car. I mean, even if we don't... even if we don't do that, our face betrays what we say on the basis of what it looks like. I mean, it's just hang talk. I mean, people can care less. And the person that isn't with you, they don't care. They would be there. Okay. Let's get a brand new testimony. How do you get it? You go on out and you start living. Let's see. Face, I'm gonna change. How do you change your face? By having something different to think about. See, your think is on your face. Yeah. Isn't that right? When your kids come in and they're hungry, it's on their face. What am I going to eat? They got that fox in the well look, you know, the eyebrows like trying to get out of the well. What am I going to eat? See, they got, you know, you can tell a lot by looking at a person's. The Bible says we are the walking, talking epistles known and read of all men. What kind of an epistle are you? What are people reading when they see your body? I mean, you know, you just... Like this kid come up to me. He come walking. I haven't had a break yet. I didn't know him for nothing. He's waiting tables. I haven't had a break yet. I said, so? Well, I've been working since 6 o'clock this morning. It's 10 o'clock now. That was his testimony. I said, son, I could really care less. I just want—I want you to get busy and go over there and get me a cup of coffee and return immediately, if not sooner, with it. And I'm just having fun with him, see. Oh, I haven't had a break, though. And he come over there, and he's walking like this. He's kind of, you know, you ever seen the dumb walk? That's a dumb testimony, wasn't it? Huh? See, people don't want to hear those kind of testimonies, right? You got to change your attitude. And you change your attitude by forgetting about what put you in that attitude, right? God, forget it. It's dead. Dead issue. Go on. Go on. Even if you have to go on as a leper, go on as a leper. There's some use. Look at these guys. They saved the whole city. I said, why should we sit here? If we sit here, we'll die. They won't give us anything. Might as well go out there with the Armenians. Or let's just go out there, and if they kill us, okay. Take a chance. All they can do is kill you, Paul. All they can do is kill you, Lish. Huh? Take a chance. I'm taking a chance tonight. This is going to be on the radio. Ooh. All letters, we get letters, huh? Well, I mean, aren't we supposed to tell the truth? No, don't tell the truth. It might make someone fall. I mean, your truth isn't worth anything. Now, we only tell the truth about being holy and righteous and nice and kind, carrying our Bibles, so on like that. We don't want to hear your story. See, you've lost your credibility.
What's credibility? Credibility is going on. And you get more credibility by going on when everybody thinks you shouldn't go on. Isn't that right? Well, the show must go on. That's what I was brought up. The show must go on! You got anything out of this message tonight? I certainly have. Yeah, I feel so free. You know what? I said it and I'm glad. Aren't you glad I said it, Paul? How about you? Wayne? Sure. Truth, isn't it? The world says the truth hurts. No, it doesn't hurt. This hurts you if you're all thinking about yourself. Like, what do they think of me? Who cares? They'll find another dunghill to light on. You know what I mean? Isn't that right? Bible talks about dunghills. Paul says, I count it all dung, that which I knew. See, the only time you really raise the stink is when you put the stick in it and start stirring it up. No, don't worry about it. They'll find a brand new, fresh stink to get on. That's the way we are. Isn't it? Have you found that out in your life? Have you found it out in your life? That, you know, life just goes on, doesn't it? Sometimes you wish it wouldn't, but it does. It won't stop. It's like a guy asked me the other day. He says, no, he says, you're in a mission. I thought, well, that's a very intelligent statement. You know, I mean, that's the way my brain works, you know what I mean? I'm just waiting for what he's going to say next. Do you see an end to these people coming in here? I says, no, brother. I says, they will not stop eating. I mean, it's a gross habit they have. They come in and they just keep eating and eating and eating and they won't stop. You see, people think you feed somebody and that's enough then. You can just send them away and never see them again. No, they won't stop eating. And I'm not going to stop living. And you listening on the radio, you keep eating of the word of life and don't you give yourself over to death. Go on with your life. I mean, you might not be as popular as you used to be. I'll tell you what, though, you'll gain a lot of character. Character comes through suffering. It doesn't come through being a nice guy all the time or doing exactly everything according to Hoyle. Is it right? Is it wrong? Jesus, I want to thank you for tonight, and I want to thank you for all the people that are here. I want to thank you for this opportunity to give my testimony, and I hope it just thrilled the hearts of those that were in here. It sure thrilled mine to get it off my chest. Praise the Lord. That's my testimony, and now I'm going to go out and get a brand new, fresh one. You know what? I have been... almost 2 years now, living in, for a while I lived in the church basement here in the bathroom. I slept in there on the floor. I can give a testimony about sleeping on a bathroom floor in a church. Not too exciting? Oh, yes, sir, I could tell you a lot. All the different thoughts I went through in my head. And, I can tell you about going and sleeping at various motels around this city. They're very high. I don't care how plush they are, they only got four walls and a bed. That's it. Okay, I can give a testimony about that. Gee, you haven't got much to say. How do you know? You haven't given me a chance to talk yet, right? I can give you a testimony about getting into an apartment. That's a testimony. Maybe not for some, but maybe for some that are going through a certain thing. And what not to do. I can tell you everything not to do in getting an apartment. Number one, don't rent your furniture. Give you real cheap stuff, and it costs a lot. And don't be afraid to take advice from people, because you might need it. Sometimes in your life you need advice. Sometimes you get it and you don't need it, they give it to you anyway. But yeah, I have a testimony about this whole 2 years. Oh, I could write a book about these 2 years. A real testimony. See, a lot of things you don't put down on paper, though. You'd be liable, you know. You just don't, you can't put everything on paper. And you really don't have to. But if somebody should happen to ask you, how is it? How you been getting along these? Oh, sit down, put the coffee pot on. You're going to talk about 2 years. Get the oatmeal cookies, a large platter size out. And I'll give you my testimony. And all my testimony is that God is able to see you through every trial in your life and to make you feel good about yourself again. Make you every way whole. Make you feel every way whole. God can do it. He can make you feel good about yourself so that your testimony on your face looks good. Because a lot of times people don't like to look at your testimony. That's what you should call people's faces. Did you see his testimony? Isn't that an ugly testimony? Right. No. Did you see his testimony? It's got a new light to it. The eyes are lit up, and the face is lit up, and there's vim and there's vigor there. What a testimony about what God can do. Jesus, thank you for tonight. Thank you for these people here. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you people born again? Do you know what that means?
That was the conclusion to episode 247. That was part two to your testimony. If you missed part one, go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com. There you're going to find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts. You're also going to find the show notes to each episode. Be sure to join us next Friday for part one of Fruitless. Have a great week. God bless you.
I was born to make you happy. I think it's just my style. Everywhere I go, telling everyone I know, baby, I love to see you smile. Don't want to take a trip to China. Don't want to sail up the Nile. Wouldn't want to get too far from where you are. 'Cause I love to see you smile. Like a sink without a faucet, like a watch without a dime. What would I do if I didn't have you? Love to see you smile. In the summer, in the springtime, the winter or the fall, the only place I wanna be is where I can see you smile at me. In a world that's full of trouble, make it all worthwhile. What would I do if I didn't have you? Just love to see you smile. I love to see you smile. Thank you. full of trouble. You make it all worthwhile. What would I do if I didn't have you? I love to see you smile. I love to see you smile.